Boxgrove Man. Now, who on earth was he?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on why God allows death and suffering, entitled How Could a Loving God?
Well, a report from England once claimed that scientists had found one of man's supposed ancestors called Boxgrove Man. They even had a picture of this half-man, half-ape creature. You know, I just get blown away when I read reports like this, even more so when I realize that so many people actually believe these evolutionary scientists. You know what they found? A shin bone, that's all. And you know what they declared in the article? That this man supposedly came from Africa, he stood up, he had no fire, no speech, he had no beliefs, no spears, no clothes, no cultures. The scientists even went on to tell us what he ate. They said that Boxgrove Man was a skillful butcher, and he supposedly would cut off the meat from a rhino. The scientists declared there's no evidence of fire which suggests they ate their meat raw. Now, this isn't science. Because of one little shin bone, Boxgrove Man ate his meat raw? Incredible. No, God made man complete right from the beginning.
Evolutionists will be celebrating the 200th birthday of Charles Darwin in a few weeks. Well, our new Answers magazine takes a look at Darwin's beliefs and their evil fruits. We'll send you the special edition of the magazine when you present us a gift of any amount. Call 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or visit us on the web at answersoffer.org.